Today in the Gospel, we hear the beautiful prayer called the Lord's Prayer. Luke gives us a shorter version, but we find the Lord's Prayer also in Matthew's Gospel. There are seven petitions in the Our Father, which I will pray with you and meditate on these petitions. Again, Luke gives us only five, which is his shorter Gospel. He gives us five petitions. That doesn't mean that it's not the fullness or complete, but Luke is a shorter Gospel. Perhaps he ran out of ink or his fingers got tired. But because it has only 24 books and Matthew has 28. So the seven petitions are the following. First, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Second, your kingdom come. And the first one, we're asking God to give us the grace to sanctify his name. His name is already holy. But how can I sanctify, how can I make the name of God holy? By being holy, by doing what he wants me to do. The second, your kingdom come. The kingdom in on earth, we're asking to be the kingdom, to be like God's kingdom. But also when the final end. Third, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're asking God to help us to have our will in line with his will. Fourth petition, give us today our daily bread. Pretty self-explanatory. We're asking for bread, both physical and spiritual. And fifth, and forgive us our debts. Matthew says debts, and Luke says sins, which is kind of the same thing, because God purchased the debt by vanishing the sins, by forgiving the sins. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors or those who do wrong to us. The sixth petition, do not subject us to the final test or temptation. And the seventh petition that we're asking God is to deliver us from the evil one. I said Matthew has seven petitions, Luke has only five. The one missing in Luke is the third petition, your will be done, and the seventh petition, deliver us from the evil one. But again, it is full, it is complete, it is the petition, all the petitions are included there, even though those two are missing. We have seven petitions. The number seven means completeness, fullness, perfection. We see in the book of Genesis, God created everything, but on the seventh day, he rested. We come to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass on the seventh day, the Lord's Day. If you come on a Saturday after sunset, the vigil, it is still is the Lord's Day, the Sunday. So the number seven, again, it is fullness, perfection, it is plenty. It has been accomplished. And today I want to share with you about the seven petitions of the Our Father, which is the perfect prayer there is, because it is the Lord's Prayer. It came from the lips of Jesus. The holy sacrifice is of the Mass is the greatest prayer there is. We are praying right now, but the Our Father is the perfect prayer. It contains the fullness, the perfection of the things that we should petition. Seven petitions, and it also corresponds to the seven I Ams of Jesus. Seven virtues, theological virtues and carnal virtues. Also, there are seven things that God said at the crucifixion, Jesus, the seven last words of Jesus. Also, we have seven sacraments. And lastly, we have seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. So you can see the number seven is the fullness, the perfection. And Jesus, by outlining the seven petitions, he gives us the fullness and the perfection of the things that we need. So the first petition, hallowed. Hallowed be your name. The I am is I am the way. The virtue is faith. The last word is finished. It is finished. It is accomplished. And the sacrament is baptism. The gift of the Holy Spirit is fear. The second petition, temptation. The I am is I am the light. The virtue is hope. The last word of Jesus is spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit. The sacrament is confirmation, and the gift of the Holy Spirit is understanding. The third petition, daily bread, give us our daily bread. The I am of Jesus, bread. The virtue is love. The last word is I thirst. And I think most of us can guess the sacrament is the Holy Eucharist. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is fortitude. The next petition in the Our Father is forgive us. The I am, where Jesus says, I am the door. The virtue that corresponds with this petition is justice. The last word, forgive. The sacrament, reconciliation. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is counsel. The next petition is deliver us. The I am that corresponds with this petition is resurrection. The virtue is fortitude. The last word of Jesus is today. Today you will be with me in paradise. The sacrament is anointing, and the gift of the Holy Spirit is wisdom. The next petition is kingdom come. The I am that corresponds with this petition is vine. I am the vine. The virtue is temperance, which means moderation. The last word of Jesus is behold, behold your mother. The sacrament is holy marriage, and the gift is piety. And lastly, the petition in the Our Father is will be done, your will be done. The I am that corresponds with this petition is I am the shepherd. The virtue is prudence. The last word of Jesus on the cross is forsaken. The sacrament is ordination, and the gift of the Holy Spirit is knowledge. We can see that there are seven petitions in the Our Father, seven I Ams, seven virtues, seven last words of Jesus, seven sacraments, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And in the same way, we have seven Beatitudes, which I'm not going to give you. That is your homework to do, to go and find the seven Beatitudes that correspond to the different petitions of the Our Father. Seven means perfection and fullness. But my dear friends in Christ, the Our Father prayer is not a to-do list for God to accomplish for us what we want. The Our Father is the heart of Jesus connected to the heart of the Father, from heart to heart, from the heart of Jesus to the heart of the Father, the Heavenly Father. May the Lord Jesus Christ give us his heart to pray the same way he prays. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.